If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
Oh, it's so hot. You can fry an egg right on the ground. You're walking along a seemingly never-ending road and dream of escaping from the scorching sun. There's not a single car in sight. You've drunk almost all the water you had with you. At times like this, you wish you hadn't started hitchhiking. Ahead, you notice an old brick wall left over from a long demolished building. Oh, finally, a shadow! You press against the wall and, what a relief. You close your eyes, but strangely, the sun's still blazing, even through your eyelids. You examine the wall. It's not transparent. There are no windows. You look at the ground and are surprised to find the shadow of the wall has disappeared. Maybe this wall is an illusion that you see because of the heat? You hit it with your fist. Ow! No, there's nothing wrong. The wall is real. You walk aside and notice something stranger still. You can't find the shadow of your own body. You raise your hands and can't see the dark track on the ground. You look around and realize the problem is much more serious. Rocks, plants, road signs, bushes, nothing casts a shadow. You raise your hand and shield your eyes from the sun. It still blinds you, but you don't feel the heat. You know for a fact that you're not transparent, but for some reason, all shadows are gone. Panic spreads inside your head because there's no escape from the sun now. Fortunately, you notice a car approaching. You wave your hand and the vehicle stops. You don't surprise the driver with your story about the vanishing shadows. He noticed it as he drove past the city without any shade. None of the objects in the car are casting shadows either. The driver turns on the radio. Breaking news, this has been happening all over the world. A shadow appears when the light can't pass through an object. In other words, it's the absence of light. The whole planet must be transparent and insensitive to sunlight to make all shadows disappear. But the world is fine. Nobody and nothing has lost its physical properties. According to the laws of physics, this is impossible. But it seems we knew nothing about the laws. You finally reach the city and go out into the street. People, houses, cars, birds, everything seems strange. Without shadows, the world has lost its volume. It seems like you're looking at a flat picture. It's hot outside, and there are almost no people. To escape from the scorching sun, they run into cafes and shops to no avail. You check into a small hotel and fall onto the bed, but can't sleep because the room is too bright. The light passes through the thick curtains and shines into your face. It seems the sun can pass through walls. You go to the bathroom. It has no windows, but you still can't hide from the light. You want the dark, a little break from the sun. You go out into the street, go to a cafe, to a store, anywhere, but everything is brightly lit. You get a little scared. Your eyes are so tired. And then you realize there's a place where you can hide, the subway. You run there and find that hundreds of people have been visited by the same thought. You go underground, pressed by the crowd from all sides, but notice another crowd going in the opposite direction. They look downtrodden. "The light is everywhere," you hear them mumble in disappointment. You don't believe and decide to check for yourself. No kidding. The light is everywhere underground. The walls, the floor, and the ceiling all seem to glow. Light penetrates the ground, even in the deepest places. Trains no longer need to turn on their headlights. Train cars themselves are glowing. All objects and people, the whole planet is aglow. You go to the store to buy sunglasses, but it doesn't help much. The light still goes right through the darkened lenses. Then you notice something else. Despite having spent all day in the sun, your skin hasn't gone red at all. To test your theory, you buy a bottle of water and put it next to the wall of the house, to the place where the shadow should fall. After a while, you take a sip from the bottle. The water is still cold. This means the light doesn't warm the places where the shadow should be. It just illuminates the surroundings. Also, you notice that it's not hot when you hide from the sun. You go to the trusty web, and indeed, scientists have found that the particles of light, photons, have changed. Now, they can penetrate objects like they're not there, but the heat from sunlight doesn't follow them. As to why this happens, no one knows yet. The day is almost over. The sun is rolling below the horizon, but its light doesn't wane. The night isn't coming. Beyond the Arctic Circle, there's an annual summer without nights. In the summer months, the sun shines almost around the clock. But people living there escape from the brightness behind thick curtains. Now, though, it's impossible to get away from the light. You see it even with your eyes shut. Fortunately, you can still feel the night chill. The first year without shadows was difficult. People couldn't sleep for days, and the streets were filled with exhausted, half-sleeping zombies. Work became next to impossible in such conditions. People would lose concentration, the ability to think clearly, and perform well because of the lack of sleep. The only lucky ones without sleep problems were astronauts. The blackness of outer space didn't disappear like on Earth. Light still doesn't pass through the ISS, meteorites, and other planets. Luckily, over time, people have adapted to the new circumstances. Since the color black absorbs light, dark interiors have become a new trend. This helps reduce the brightness a bit. Besides, human eyes have adapted to the new bright world, and people begin to sleep well again. Next, the world started to discover the benefits of perpetual light. The depths of the ocean are now visible to the unaided eye. You can watch the deep sea creatures going about their business from the deck of a ship. Scientists discover new types of marine life every day. In countries that have snow in winter, city services sprinkle ground coal everywhere. Otherwise, the sunlight reflects off the white snow, creating glare. It's never cloudy now. Of course, clouds are still there in the sky, but they don't stop the light. Hurricanes, rainstorms, thunderstorms seem not so bad now. There are no dark places left in the world. Horror movies aren't scary anymore. No monster can hide in a dark corner. People who get lost in the woods find their way out much easier. The first movies made in this new world looked bad. The absence of shadows reduced the volume and effect of the image. To fix this, movie companies began spending money on graphics to create realistic shadows, just like in the video games. No one's afraid to walk through dark alleys. The world has become a safer place. No artificial lighting is needed, so even the air's become cleaner. But at the same time, the magic of the night is gone. No more parties at nightclubs, no more city lights. Fireworks have lost their appeal as well. Then, scientists created a material that almost absorbs light. It began to be used in apartments, cinemas, and almost all buildings. People have basically solved the problem of inescapable brightness. Huge urban spaces covered with this material appeared on city streets. In such places, people can experience night simulation. There's one thing that everyone misses. It's the starry night sky. New generations are born who have never seen shooting stars and constellations. They can't imagine what those are and are surprised when they see pictures of space. No simulations can replace the real night sky. The desire of humankind to see stars stimulated the development of space tourism. Cosmic voyages have soon become available to many people. You get into a space capsule and take off. The ground is speeding away. You're a little nervous. You fly through the clouds and see the blue turning black. You're in space. Your eyes can't get used to the surrounding blackness for a few minutes. But it's not even the stars and the huge white ball of the sun that surprise you. You raise your arm above your head, and the light from the sun is blocked. Then, you move your arm to the side and stare in amazement at the black shape underneath. You're finally seeing a shadow.